Alright, Siyata D'Shmaya. I'm always holding on 2 days away from Rosh Hashanah. It's wild to even like say that. Like we're holding like, you know, over there. We're at the Pesach. We're at the Pesach. So, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Torah from Rav Matzel. That Matzel Zilber. Shlita goes like this. So it's in Pnine Torah on Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Ayin Zayin. It's like this. Benusach Shomrin L'Shana Tova Tikasei V'Sichasei L'Alter Chaim. You know, we give a person a bracha, right? L'Roshana, we say you should be zocher to be ridden and to be stamped in the L'Alter L'Chaim, right? L'Alter L'Chaim means like immediately for Chaim. Hinei Hatam Shomrin L'Alter L'Chaim. So why do we say L'Alter L'Chaim? Hu Mishem Mash Amrazal Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtam L'Alter L'Chaim. Because you know that Tzadikim Gemurim, right? Perfect Tzadikim, they're stamped in L'Alter L'Chaim right away. They have Chaim. So that's regular. Haval, Yesh Lomar, Od Kavana Beza, he says there's a deeper Kavana to this. Dine Adam Rishon, it's Tav, and we call Eitzagan Achot Ochav, because no Adam Rishon, he was commanded from every single tree in the Gan, you can eat. And we know that Adam Rishon, on the day of creation, Rashana was when Adam was created. So that's when he was commanded on Rashana to eat from every fruit. Uvichalam Haya Eitzachayim, Shaya Tzarach Lechel. He was supposed to also eat from what? Eitzachayim. But Adam Rishon lo achal meitzachayim, but didn't eat from it. Ki hu savar she'inu roi l'echol meitzachayim kodem shivar tov v'ra. Because he thought, what? First, before I eat from the eitzachayim, I first have to separate the tov and the ra, then maybe I'll be able to zocher eat. But what happened? V'achein hikdin l'echol meitzadas kidei levar tov shebo. Because he wanted to eat it to be mamtik it. And we know what happened from that. We're still suffering in Galus today. That's why we say a bracha right when Rosh Hashanah starts. What? If we zocher to enter into Chaim immediately. And not to push off in Eitz HaChaim like Adam Rishon did in the first sin. So you see, the Nekuda is what? What do we see that's happening Lil Rosh Hashanah? Is that we're already working to fix what Adam Rishon on his Madriga messed up. He was supposed to eat from Eitz HaChaim right away. What happened? He chose to try to get to Das. The Nekud is, that's what we say right away when we come into Rosh Hashanah, Atul L'Chaim. The what? Eat from the Eitz HaDas right away. The Nekud is, when you come to Rosh Hashanah, you have to eat from the Eitz HaDas. Sorry, Eitz HaChaim. You eat from the Eitz HaChaim when you come in. So we look at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, which I had this past week. Right? And Pasuk Yud Tes. Yeah? It says, Ha'idosi Bachem Hayom Es Hashemayim Ves Aretz Ha'chaim Ve'amaves Nesat Levanecha Ha'brach Ve'akala. Right, he says, Hashem says, I put Chaim and Mavis in front of you. Habrach v'alaklala. What does Hashem say next? U'bacharta b'chaim, l'matichi atav azarecha. Hashem tells us, he gives us the orders. What do we do? U'bacharta b'chaim. You choose Chaim. You have Tov, you have Ra, you have Chaim, you have Mavis. What's the ikar thing you choose? Hashem says, choose Chaim. After this is the parsha that falls out right before Rosh Hashanah. Like the Zohar Kadosh says, Atem nitzavim hayom, hayom dar Rosh Hashanah. Now what does Hashem say, choose? He says, choose what? Chaim. The whole Nekuda now you see is always going back to the Shoresh. It's a Chaim, it's a Das. Always you have to come back to what? To fix what got messed up. Choose Chaim. Pausing in Tehillim says what? It says, Mi ha'esh ha'chafetz Chaim, ohev yamim liros, tov. That what? When you're chafetz Chaim, when you choose Chaim, what comes after that? Tov. That what the Rebbe brings out in a different piece, says what? Nichlal in Chaim is tov. If you choose Chaim, you have tov there also. If you choose Tov, you might get stuck in Tov Ra. The Iker Nekuda is when you go for Chaim, that's where it is. When you choose Chaim, Tov comes also. So Chaim's also, the Indian of choosing, there's two drachim. There's Derech Eitz Chaim and Derech Eitz Hadas Tov Ra. Eitz Hadas Tov Ra is a Lirlayim Hadas. Eitz Chaim is a Moon of Pshut in the Boreal. And so what do we say about Hashem? We say on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we say Melech Kel Chai V'Kayim. Svarim say, what's melech kel chayv chayim? It's melech shechayim shalo. That chayim belongs to the Borei Olam. So where do you find chayim, man? It's being mam in that Hashem's the one who has the chayim. It's the moon on Hashem. Through the moon on Hashem, that's mam shechayim chayim for your whole year. It's when you choose the moon, all comes with that. The ikar nekuda is, if you have tova without chayim, you know, ain't tova el Torah, right? But if you have Torah without chayim to it, right? If your Torah is mixed in with all the tova and the ra that's in the world, right? That's not Chaim. The Ikar Nekuda is the Chaim in Torah, and the Tov comes with that. But you have to have a Chaim. So if you look at the whole Indian of Yom Naram, which we're getting into now, right, what are we going to start saying? Everything is chaim. Chaim, 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 chaim. Why so many Ramazan to chaim? To tell you what's the first part of Yom Narayim is Eitz Hadas. We chose Eitz Hadas. The Likud is now telling you what? Fix that. Choose Eitz Chaim. And you have all that within that. You have everything coming within it. It's all about choosing that chaim. So now, what is chaim? I tell you, like, it's nice to speak about chaim, but how do I tap into chaim? So I say, ubacharta b'chaim. So it could be the Baal Tirum says this, I'm not sure. But ubacharta b'chaim. So b'chaim is gematria 70. And 70 is always reminiscent to what? The shivim panim la-Torah. You want to know what chaim is? Eitz chaim hi l'machazikim bo. It's reminiscent to Torah. Chaim heim l'motzeim. Torah is chaim. When a person chooses Torah, that's choosing your chaim for the year. Like, you know, Bereshis. Anytime you have Bereshis, what do you think about? The Reishis Habriya. Like the Zohar Kadosh says, Estaka Baraisa Bara Alma. Hashem looked at the Torah and from that he created the whole world. That's the Chaim of the world, the Chiyas of the world. Right? Chuko Shemayim Samti. If for one second, you know, that's why the Gras says, right? That's why the world has different time zones. Why? Because if there was no Torah for one second, boom, done. So the Chaim for the whole world, the Chiyas of the world is Torah. So when you put yourself into Torah, when you're Usig in Torah, you should know you're tapping into Eitz HaChaim there. Right? So, if you look at the Chasim Sofer, it's a beautiful word that we're going to start saying. Say, B'sefer HaChaim, Bracha V'Shalom, Ufran HaStova, L'Chaim Tovim L'Shalom. So listen to what the Chasim Sofer says. It says, Nir Levar, Diadua, Dipamim Adam Mispalal U'Misavel Ashirus O Al Davar Acher, Hula Raso. Sometimes a person, when he's down, he says, Hashem, I need Parnasa. Or I need these types, I need this wife. And sometimes that's ra. It's not good. V'akin amar l'chaim tovim. That's why now during this time we're going to start saying l'chaim tovim. Shelo yeh l'ra chas v'shalom. Mashu mispala pranasa tova. Now what tova, if it's not done the right way, what happens to tova? It could become ra. Ela sheyeh l'chaim tovim. That what the tov should be nikris, should be rooted in l'chaim. A yichr of chaim and tov. That's the nekud of it. To have any time of tov, but chaim. Choose chaim. So listen to this. Rav Matl says like this. We know that the 6 days of the week are Kineged Tov, Eitz Hadas Tov, right? And what's Shabbos? Shabbos is called Chaim. So if the week is Tov, and the Shabbos is Chaim. Yeah? So Rav Matl says something unbelievable. He says, we know when's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the 6th day of creation, Erev Shabbos, which is the whole week is ruined Erev Shabbos. And what else is it? It's also Shabbos. And what's Rosh Hashanah called in the Gemara and Beitza? Called the Yom Arichta. You know what? It's not day 6 and day 7, it's one day. Ramal says, what is that? It's a yichud of what? Of Shabbos in the 6th of the week. It's a yichud of Tov and Chaim. Which is the whole shleimus that we're looking for. Is that why? Because when you choose Chaim, then the Tov comes in there. And that's exactly what happened in Rosh Hashanah. Yom Arichta, a day of Chaim that has the Tov rooted in it. Right? We say about Hashem, he's melech chafetz b'chaim. His ratzon is that you choose Chaim. He tells you what to do. Straight up in the Torah, he says it. Don't choose Tov. B'charta b'chaim. Choose from Chaim. Because when you have that, that you have everything else. Hashem wants you to choose Chaim. He wants you to have that. Everything. He wants you to have everything. So the Gemara says that Torah is called Ki Chaim Heim L'Motzeihem. Right? Chaim Heim L'Motzeihem. Chaim is found to those who find it. So the Gemara in Eivet says, Atikri L'Motzeihem El L'Motzeihem B'Peh. Right? Don't say that what? That those who find it. Rather, Chaim to Motzeihem B'Peh, the ones who say it out. That's not just saying, oh, Hashem, I want it. It's learning Torah with your mouth. Speaking about Torah. Like David Melch says in Tehillim, He'emanti ki adaber. Right? So Reb Nachman says in the Kutimaran, says, what do you mean, he'emanti ki adaber? Says, you want to know why I have emunah? Ki adaber. Because I speak about emunah. That what a person speaks about, that's who he is. So when a person speaks about Limud Torah, that what? That's chaim, and you're mafshi chaim. That shows that a person, that you're a living person. Right? Like Weinberg said one time, that the brachim we say, mechayim mesim, it's not just talking about people who are dead. Talking about people who are alive, that they're walking dead people. You see a lot of people like that. They have a lot of tov of Torah, a lot of tov, a lot of tov, a lot of tov. So then why is it so many people have choose the sam mavis of Torah? Because what? Because they're not choosing the chaim of it. When you go b'derech Torah, that I'm not looking for tov, I'm looking for chaim. The chaim, melech chaim, she'chaim shelo. I'm looking for the bori olam. Bori olam is chaim. He's the chaim, is the root of all chaim. When that's what I'm looking for, that's the nekuda of it. So during the Yom Narayim, think about what I want from this year. Do I want Tov, which is good, or do I want Chaim, which is everything in it? It's a whole nekuda of what a person has to make a decision about. And that's exactly what Yom Arichta is, to show you what? That it's a yichr of both of them together. But the nekuda is, when I choose Chaim, I have everything else. Like, you know, Shabbos is called Tomeh Chaim Zachu. person who tastes of Shabbos, he has chayim. The whole Indian of Shabbos is that we know Shabbos is what? Shabbos is shlemus, shlemus hakol. We know that everything is rooted within Shabbos. Right? We say what? Likra Shabbos chunecha, kihi mikor habracha. Why? Because Shabbos is chayim. And from that place of chayim, that's where all bracha comes from. That's exactly what the chance we have in Rosh Hashanah to do. Time of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, right? Mi yichye o mi yamos. The nekud is, who's going to choose chayim versus who's going to choose misa? When you say, I want chayim, Shem says, okay, melech havitz b'chayim. You did what I want, boom, I'll give it to you. It's this orus that we have to show Hashem, I want chayim, Hashem. I want chayim. I want to be so givah, I want to be mamash misdabik to you. That's chayim. V'atem v'advikim v'Hashem elkechem, elkechem, chayim kulchem ayom. And how do we have a dvikas to Hashem? Like the Zohar Kaddish says, k'tshbichu v'oraisa chadhu. Hashem and Torah one. When I learn Torah with the dveikas to Borei Olam, I see Hashem in what I'm learning. That's dveikas to Hashem, and that's real chayim. So the kud is like Rav Matal told us before, la'atel chayim tov mishalom, right? But la'atel chayim, that right away we should enter in to make sure we have that in our mind. What? Choose chayim. I should go after chayim. And just to come, because you know the whole Indian of Amalek tries to attack us. Or, you know, we learn out Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Beitza, it says Bakesalim Chagenu. Right? Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel b'chagenu. So what chodesh do I learn? Do I blow the shofar? B'kesel b'chagenu, the one that the moon's covered. So Rav Matal says Remez here, also Rav Rubenstein says Remez, that b'kesel liyom chagenu is gematria Amalek. That Amalek comes and attacks you, that what? They don't want you to choose Tov. They don't want you to choose Chaim. They say, okay, choose Tov. Why, where do you learn Haman from? Hamin ha'etz. Haman's the one who shayf le'etz adas. That's why in Purim, Sfarim Sway, the Purim, the wine you drink on Purim is the wine of the Eitz HaChaim. Why? Why is Purim such a gevaldik day? Because how do you erase a Malik? We know Purim is the root of erasing a Malik. Because we always have to be tapping back into Purim. Because what do you get to on Purim? Chayvi inish levisun bepuraya ad de lo yada. So what it means, al pipnimius, like Rubenstein said this one time, is ad lo yada means that what? Ad lo yada, that I don't know das, that I chose chayim. I'm not choosing das. That's how you erase a Malik. When I'm not looking for das, I'm looking for a moon in the Borei Olam. That's the nekuda. So the whole nekud now is to daven to Hashem, to be zochet to go to Rosh Hashanah, zochet to go into the world of Chaim, zochet to come out, that we should be zochet to say and to live it, that what? B'shana tova tikasei v'sachem, at el Chaim, siyat ha'shmei, v'tabu l'shlema, Amen.